Good morning. The Bible has rather striking examples of a thing called paradox. Paradox in the Bible is the kind of statement which says that you become the opposite of what you are, or the opposite of what you claim to be. I have some examples for you from Scripture. The Apostle Paul says this about himself in 2 Corinthians 12. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You can hear a paradox from Jesus at the end of the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. That sounds a lot like another paradox from Matthew 20. Jesus said, the last will be first, and the first last. Well, as the focus of our devotion today, I have yet another paradox for you, 1 Corinthians 3:18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. You heard the paradox there, right? Let him become a fool, that he may become wise. We hear it easily enough, but what does it actually mean, and how shall we apply it to ourselves? Well, first off, this is probably not showing you the key to academic success, or a guaranteed way to get a better grade in math. The focus here would be on your Christianity, your faith in Jesus, your understanding of the Bible, spiritual things. Also, living out this paradox is not a matter of make-believe or pretending to be something. In other words, if I claim to be a fool about things spiritual, I'm not pretending to be something that I'm not truly, in reality, being. I am a fool when it comes to spiritual things. And I invite you to understand this better and live it. We're recognizing what we are by nature, the corruption of our own hearts, and realizing that God will have to give us what we don't have. This attitude is something we all need, regardless of how long we've been Christians in this world, or how long we may have studied the Bible, even if we've been through seminary, even if we teach in seminary. We don't know everything. We're in the dark about many things spiritual. And the things that we do know, we tend to forget or ignore. Or we choose a foolish path in spite of better knowledge. If I claim to be a fool about things spiritual, I'm doing more than being honest with myself. I'm actually at the starting point of real wisdom, the wisdom from God. Jesus said in Luke 10, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. I'll give you a contrast that explains that verse. If I think I'm a know-it-all when it comes to things in the Bible, I'm going to miss it, the wisdom from God. On the other hand, if I have the infant mind, if I come to God's Word ready to learn, knowing that I don't know things, having this empty container attitude, well, then God will use that. He'll pour in His truth. He'll cause it to stick. The end result is what the Bible calls having the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2. He who is spiritual, that means having the Spirit, judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This happens for you through the Spirit as part of your growing faith. You learn the truth of God's Word, you understand it by faith, and then you apply that truth to things happening around you or happening to you. No, this doesn't mean we know everything that could be known. We don't understand every aspect necessarily. We don't even get the answers to every question we might have. but we do know enough to see what the world misses, to see God's involvement, and to see where things are ultimately headed, either a fulfillment of His grace or His judgment. Let's take one example. The world, through its medical experts, is seeking the medical causes for death, hoping to eradicate them one by one in the quest for a longer life on earth, even immortality, the cure for death. But you've been told the truth about this, the hidden wisdom that says that sin is the cause of all human death, and Christ is the only cure for that. Your wisdom from God is ultimately wrapped up in Jesus. You know who He is and what He has done for you. Well, that truth of the gospel in your hearts is more than information stored away someplace. It helps you. It comes to your rescue time and again. If difficulty intrudes in your life, a crisis, your hidden wisdom tells you, don't bear this alone. Talk to the one who can do something about it. Go to Him. He'll take care of it one way or another, and you'll be okay. Or, if guilt over a certain sin flares up in your heart, you have a guilty conscience, your hidden wisdom will tell you, don't repress that, don't bury it, don't defend it. Confess it. Take it to the cross. He'll wash it away through His blood, and you'll be healed. If temptation comes knocking at your door, and it won't go away, your hidden wisdom tells you, God has measured this so that it won't be too much for me. He's given me a way to escape it, and it's probably found in His Word. I can beat this temptation with His help. The Bible shows you what it means to be a Christian fool. It's the paradox of your faith. A Christian fool is really the smartest person there is worldwide, especially in the areas that matter the most, the ones with permanent consequence. The Christian fool knows that the end of judgment is coming, but this does not scare him, for he sees Jesus as his Savior and trusts Him as the escape, the one who will see him through safety. The Christian fool knows the grim reality of death, but this too does not scare him. Not in the ultimate sense, for he sees Jesus, the risen one, who's given the promise of resurrection and life everlasting. Yet he knows his own weakness, his potential to lose the treasure, his woeful lack of wisdom, but that only drives him to get what he needs from the generous God, the God of grace, who wants to keep filling you and me with His good things, His truth, His wisdom for us, that we may be wise fools in Christ. Amen. As a closing prayer of sorts, we turn to hymn 366 and sing the fifth stanza, 366 stanza 5.